May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, September 6, 2025. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to my Cosmic Insight and Outlook, for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our crazy world. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today I'll be largely narrating from three newsletters that I've published over the last week, and this is a lot of big picture stuff with both global crisis and Aquarian opportunity. So I'll be unpacking the grand illusion of lamestream media with the demoralizing reality of ongoing Gaza genocide and vaccine pharmacide. So keep in mind that all the divisive fear and hatred programmed in mainstream media was ordained to wake up and trigger a great awakening, and that a great enlightenment has already occurred in the continuum, you know, the time-space continuum. And that's why so many of us have already awakened and are getting regular flashes of 5D intuition and discernment. It's like ESP has effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. So each of these newsletters I'll be discussing is a what I call a cosmic love sandwich, which is like sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. So this is some serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. And these three newsletters are Reality Report, the first one, The Aquarian Shift Quickens. On September 1st, I did Creating the Future, Free or Slave. And I've just published for the Lunar Eclipse, The Three Stages of the Great Awakening. I'm going to go into that one first. Today's lunar eclipse, which is just about to happen. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. Our solar system is going through a quantum shift with its orbit into the deep space energies of Aquarius, and this impacts the ionosphere around the Earth as resonates in the quantum field of consciousness between your ears. So Earth has transitioned from the 2,000-year age of Pisces, the deep space energies of Pisces, and we're now entering those deep space energies of a more enlightened Aquarius. And so there's a whole new quantum field relationship paradigm based on social conscience and community cooperation. And also going on right now, there's an amazing blend of cosmic energies with a quickening of consciousness with Uranus now in Gemini for the next 7 years. And this is big for those who are into astrology, psychology, and those who are just learning. I mean, you can always put Uranus in Gemini in your search engine or your search bar and on your browser, just in your, you know, right at the top, just put in Uranus now in Gemini, Uranus in Gemini, and see what, you know, get in it, you know, good information on information regarding astrology that you can put right into the search bar if you want to really want to know what that means, the quantum scheme of things, you might say. So this is going on the next 7 years. Things are speeding up fast, folks. They're really quick. There's the quickening going on. It's a quickening with the speed of the rate of change. There's an accelerated rate of change. And if you're not experiencing future shock from all this change, if you're not experiencing future shock yet, hold on to your hats, because as you'll hear in the presentation today, artificial intelligence is rapidly accelerating the rate of change dramatically. And I'll be going into that drama. Got a great video on that. I'm sure you're going to want to watch. It's like a must-watch AI video of the year. So today, as I'm speaking, here the full moon is eclipsing in Pisces. There's a full moon eclipse in Pisces in about 17 hours from now. And there's going to be a you might say, a window. The energy with this alignment of the Earth and the Sun and the Moon, there's a quantum field change in the electromagnetic, field around the Earth. And it opens up to deep space energies. And this deep space energies of Pisces is what it opens up to, which is a deep mystical. It's like the unveiling of the deep mysteries, the divine order in the universe, all kinds of deep mysteries. Pisces, it's very deep mystical revelations come forth. And so this is the time of revelations, folks. It's the it's biblical. It's happening. And this there's a window that goes on to this full moon eclipse. So I'm talking about that because, attention goes where your pure intention is. And for the pure intention of these deep space energies of Pisces, it's like resolution of the past, clearing the records, and having a transparent potentiality of the future via free will. In other words, you can navigate inner space in very unique ways during these cycles of the new moon and the full moon. And there's an initiation for the next 2 weeks with this full moon in Pisces. And it's eclipsing. So there's like the there's a there's you might say a clearance or a reset or a reboot of the energies of Earth. And during that time, it can be a great time of revelation. So we're into this window of the 24 hours before and after this eclipse. And that's the major thing I want to talk about at the astrology, psychology, and the quantum field for right now. But anyway, I'm going to go on with the show. Try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some of the news that the lamestream media failed to mention. Okay, so I am going to go into the three stages of awakening from mass illusion. I just published that today. It's in the on the archive page for the HeartCom Network. And the byline there is without losing your right mind. And so there's a thing where people go through rapid decompression, you might say, of their belief system with revelations. And sometimes it's like you've decompressed too rapidly coming up from the depths if you're scuba diving. You can get the bends. And mentally, if you have too much awakening too fast, you can have you might say the bends or a psychotic event. And so I wanted to qualify this understanding of these three stages. It's been known historically. Arthur Schopenhauer said, classically, it's quoted quite often where he said, all truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it's accepted as being self-evident. So, a prime example of that would be during Europe's Dark Ages. I mean, it was religious dogma at that time that the Earth was the center of the universe. And if you could get burnt at the stake for challenging it. I mean, a lot of people got burnt at the stake, mostly women back at that time, for challenging, stupid white men that were telling them to do whatever, that was not, they challenged it. And you just didn't challenge, the patriarchy back then or whatever you wanted to call it. I mean, it was the Dark Ages, So, but now Earth's orbit around the sun is self-evident. We've gone through that whole phase. At first, it was accepted as truth. And then, of course, there's violent opposition. And then there's, it is accepted as being self-evident. Anyway, here's a contemporary personal example, from my life. First they ridicule the truth. So back in 2021, while the COVID pandemic, plandemic was being rolled out, five of my letters to the editor in the local newspaper were published, exposing, the virus deception and the vaccine danger. In response, Leaders in our community wrote letters to the editor just publicly ridiculing me as basically an idiot, and how dare you challenge our medical authorities, and then first they ridicule the truth, then they do violence to the truth. So newspapers nationwide, shortly after my letters to the editor, I guess there was some synchronicity going on there, but newspapers worldwide and locally censored any letters to the editor on vaccines. I mean, truth telling on the internet was also censored. People were blacklisted, email lists were blacklisted, and people were just, YouTube videos were just disappeared. They were deplatformed, like they never existed. But all their previous videos just disappeared. I mean, this is character assassination as a modern burning at the stake. Call it character assassination, calling it, disappearing you or whatever. So finally, the truth becomes self-evident. I mean, people worldwide, know that vaccines are not safe and they're not effective. When I say that, unless they're glued to the boob tube, and that's all they want, get their only information from the mainstream media or national propaganda radio and NPR, you're not, if you're getting good social media content, from all, different alternative media perspectives, you know that vaccines are not safe and not effective, and that synthetic pharma drugs are not safe due to their toxic weakening of the immune system. And you know that sickness care, by way of drug pushing, it's not healthcare. It's not healthcare. The system is backwards. It's like we're living in bizarro land, and that's what these, this is what we're going to be going into a little bit, but this understand there's this great awakening going on worldwide. And people are kind of, a lot of people are in shock. They don't know what to think. Or they've been only listening to NPR, National Propaganda Radio, which push drugs incessantly. And mainstream media does, because that's where they get their major income from, the drug advertising. They're bought off, so to speak. They're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. So we know this is going on. People worldwide know this is going on. And most readers of, my newsletter, they're what I call initiates. They have kind of a common sense of healthcare truth from, reading my weekly post for more than 5 years, and I'm, regularly emphasizing holistic health care and going into dimensions of holistic healing, with body, mind, and spirit. And many realize that what is self-evident for them may be shocking or even traumatic for new readers. In other words, there's new people coming on the list that when I write things for the people that are experienced and have been on my newsletter list, for most of them for years, the people that are new to the list will hear things that just seem completely shocking. So I wanted to thank feedback from my A team, my Mastermind Alliance. I call it my 5D Mastermind Alliance. I get feedback from my newsletters, and most people know my creative process whereby I publish and get feedback, and then I go back and edit with either syntax or, quotes or graphics people share with me, or other things they share that I self-correct. I tweak it. I don't have an editorial staff, so this is my creative process when I publish. So usually I do that, updating a post for 3 days, at least, usually for three days after I publish, and then I store it in the archives. I list it in the archive page at HeartCom Network. So anyway, I want to thank for the feedback I got from the A team, which could have triggered a psychotic break, with normalcy bias, you might say. It could have been too shocking and out of context. So here's to a more balanced perspective, and I'm going into it now. This is, again, at this kind of a critical time of a, like the fullness of the times of this last week. It's like this lunar eclipse. I'm basically tuning into this energy window for general enlightenment. And in this post, at this point, I say skip to the bottom for the must-watched AI video of the year. And I'll get to that and I'll reference it. But I mentioned that at the beginning because some people, that may be all they're interested in. And it is a highlight of this video. So I just reference that before I go into the main subject, which is exposing the quote-unquote healthcare matrix of mass illusion and self-delusion. And I have that infographic picture of a lady looking at you, and the words are over her face saying, if you can see through the illusion, you are part of the solution. And that's the keynote, you might say, graphic before I go into this phenomenal article from John Rappaport. And John Rappaport, he's my favorite medical writer on Substack. He's been a brilliant truth teller in the medical field for 30 years. So this is like, this is serious revelations for some people. Other people that have been on my list for years know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, you know, personally, I was skeptical of John's conviction that virus science is just so much BS or belief system that is just systemic. It's just, you know, it's just, it, and then I remembered how the bogus PCR test that told us we all had the virus, remember, had to get the PCR test, had to get the test, when in fact the inventor of the PCR test awarded the Nobel Prize for inventing it, he said that this test should never be used to diagnose. It is easily rigged to create the illusion of a virus. Let that sink in, because I'm going into now the whole illusion of, you know, the virus illusion and this whole pandemic, how it was a plandemic. You know, they planned it, you know, and they orchestrated it, and the military was involved, and big pharma was involved, and big government was involved, and big media was involved. I mean, this was big, big. So here's the article by John Rappaport, and I'm actually, you know, excerpting it here. I rarely, if ever, do this with someone's article, but this is so timely and so important. This September 1st article by John Rappaport is really worthy of attention. So I'm focusing and featuring it here. So this is part three, and it's called I'll Be the Medical Insider Now, Revealing a Titanic Story of Medical Crime and Fraud. Now, this is, like I say, part three, and I've got a link for part two and a link for part one, and what I'm saying here and qualifying is that without the backstory of part one and part two, this whole truth may feel like being thrown into the deep end of a pool before learning how to swim. In other words, this is kind of, it's part three of a series, and for new people this might be rather traumatic, you might say. So here we go. Here's the article. John begins by saying, in light of my recent series exposing gigantic genetic fraud, I'm taking a step back and surveying the whole medical landscape, the landscape of diseases and disorders. What do we see? Huge numbers of labeled diseases caused by viruses and genes. But neither of these causes have been proven to exist at all. Now, this, I reference here, this is explained in part one and two, which I have the links in the content for those who are following along. The link that will be in the footnotes for the podcast, or some of you know how to pull up the HeartCom Network page and go down to the archive page for today, and you can follow along that way. Others, you know, that's how some people have a multimedia show with the podcast, where they can pause the podcast and watch videos or go to links, read links that I provide in the narrative that I'm reading from. So, again, a huge number of labeled diseases are, but neither of these causes of disease, you know, viruses and genes, have been proved to exist. And I referenced the links on that again. But on top of that, another huge number of labeled mental disorders, none of which has a defining physical diagnostic test. So there, on top of that, there's another huge number of labeled mental disorders, which have no defining physical diagnostic test. I want to repeat that because most people know that. They don't know about the viruses and genes. He provides the links, goes into it, and explains it more. But the point is that all of these things I just referenced, they're just, it's so much mere speculation and invention, with the mental diagnostic tests as well as the others. And all this is truly mind-boggling, especially when you consider that, therefore, the treatments of these so-called diseases and disorders are completely divorced from any concrete reality. Well, you say our medicines neutralize the viruses, and so do our vaccines. We're developing medicines that correct genetic dysfunctions, and we're treating the mental disorders with drugs that repair chemical imbalances in the brain. But no truth that viruses or genes exist. No proof of chemical imbalance in the brain. So, and many of the drugs and vaccines are highly toxic. Quite a landscape, huh, folks? Quite a landscape. So it's as if a crazy person wandered into a primitive land and began spouting incomprehensible names of maladies and treatments no one ever heard of, and everyone believed him. Everyone gave him a sizable portion of their possessions, and they lined up to be healed. When doubters showed up, the crazy person would bring them close and say, and whisper into their ear, a secret word to you that explains everything. And he whispered, science. And they immediately fell into a submissive trance. In 2025, you need to realize millions of doctors and researchers are in that submissive trance themselves, and those who aren't are sheer fakers and know it. The doctors are in the trance, and they're transmitting that trance to their patients. The whole operation works because the truth is too mind-boggling to accept. And what if you're saying about all these diseases and disorders is true? That would mean, no, that can't be. It's too much. Maybe the doctors and researchers are making a few mistakes here and there and cutting corners and prescribing some drugs because they're expensive, but the whole thing is a fraud? No, that can't be. But it can be. And it is. We're looking at the most widespread type of mind control in the world. Conventional fake reality is disseminated nonstop from the highest perches of authority and all sorts of explanations, you know, with all sorts of explanations and fake evidence, year after year, decade after decade, even century after century. So when the truth appears one day, mountain ranges of fakery have to be ignored in order to accept the truth. It's like a psychotic break for some people. They just can't go there, or they half go there, and then they don't know what to think. Anyway, as John Rappaport finishes with, this is how the deadly game works. Boom. Now, that's a heavy load for a lot of people. I used a graphic of a bunch of sheep going over the cliff, except for the black sheep who's standing there watching them and not going over. The byline under that picture graphic I have is, it says that the big lie was so big and so bold and so often told, there was a global surge in, quote, died suddenly. And yet the mainstream media continues to suppress the truth of vaccine harm and still pushes vaccines relentlessly. The cult of modern medicine is a deeply entrenched belief system, BS for short, belief system, whereby politics and economics have corrupted our real care with fake science. Most of us want to believe that the high priests of medicine with their vaccine and drug sacraments are caring for health, while in truth, they're treating disease with toxic vaccine and drug side effects that cause more disease. No one wants to believe that. Or that the medical industrial complex is making a killing on creation and treatment of disease, when in truth, corporate law puts stockholders before the public when pharmaceutical profits are at stake. I should have said pharmaceutical profits are at stake, but the pharmaceuticals are pharmaceutical, so, you know, pharmaceutical profits are at stake. So they put, you know, corporate law puts the stockholders before the public. Which is to say, you know, they conceal, you know, the harm, and they promote the use. I mean, it's the same with the military-industrial security complex. It makes a killing on the creation and management of insecurity and genocidal war with media complicity. Most of government spending, you know, in the United States is for the Defense Department, which Trump is now, you might have heard this last week, Trump is renaming the Defense Department the War Department. Why? Well, because peace is disruptive to the prevailing crisis capitalism that hijacks freedom for security until we have neither. I know it's crazy, it's bizarre, but anyway, fortunately, this inanity or insanity, it's just a clown show to entrain our brains, or to entertain or entrain our brains, while AI is accelerating the rate of change dramatically. The big show is behind the scenes, and we're seeing, you might say chaos creation and management, crisis capitalism, entraining our brains, in most of the media. So my point here, and this is, the keynote, you might say, of this article, is that reality-based AI engines like Enoch and Gabe AI, and there's links on that, and you can put Enoch AI engine or Gabe AI engine into your search bar and pull up a lot of information on these two leading reality-based AI engines. And though, we will naturally see the prompting of AI reality-based queries of, by, and for the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God, love, source, I am present for gathering the tribes of is real. What is real in the global I am race, America, it's, worldwide. The America, if you take the word America and scramble the letters, you've got the I am race, and this is like a metaphysical, mystical coding of America. It's been known to a lot of metaphysicians for thousands of years. This understanding of the future of America as the I am race, locally and globally. Now, it's a coded anagram, is what I'm saying. And AI is the accelerant. AI is the accelerator. It's the accelerant. So I've got a video. I mean, I say this is the must-watch AI video of the year that I provide. And I mean, this video, I mean, this is serious, folks. This is why Palantir is doing predictive future scenario modeling for war with China within 2 years. So remember, the military's attack simulation exercise during 9/11? Where the military's the computer systems were all locked up with a simulation exercise, and they, while 9/11 was actually happening, do you remember that? There's a lot of videos that are going to be coming out on 9/11 this next week that go into that specifically. If you didn't know it already, most viewers, listeners now, are familiar with that. So, also remember the 2001 event? It's called the Event 2001 exercise before the pandemic. Of course, lamestream media is not reporting this. This video that I provide, and it's by Looking Glass Universe, and it says, AI made a movie about its own future. This is a movie, a video that was produced with AI, with a team of people using AI in different ways. They came up with and developed this movie that was actually developed by AI about its own future. Now, just the thought of that is, that AI could do a movie about its own future, and it goes into in this movie. It's a short video. What is it, 15 minutes long? Something like that, 18 minutes. And it's a short film that artificial intelligence made about its own future. So this short video is based on, there's a website called about AI 2027. We're in 2025. We're talking about 2 years now. What's going to be going on in the next 2 years? And this is reality based. When I say reality based, the trending as it exists now, which could change. Mankind has free will, anything is possible. But this is one future scenario that is realistically possible if, if nothing else changes. course, there's going to be a lot of things that change. How much enlightenment is brought to, how AI is harnessed, models for harnessing AI. This is what's coming on. But anyway, this short video is based on this AI 2027 and is supported by the Future of Life Institute's Digital Media Accelerator. There's links on both of those, the AI 2027 and Digital Media Accelerator, where you can get a lot of information about the backstory of this because it is quite profound and it's a good point of understanding. And basically, I add here my own personal note that the final message in this video, which is really quite profound in its implications. How true it's going to be, we'll see. But note that the final message in the video is that we must cooperate with China to harness AI for win-win, or win-lose war could destroy us. That's the conclusion of this video. So to paraphrase, wise old Benjamin Franklin at the outset of the last revolution, American Revolution, either we hang together or we're going to die separately. Actually, I think what he said, either we all hang together or most assuredly we will all hang separately. I use die separately, but he's saying the same thing. In one way, he's saying hang together, but come together, cooperate in another sense, or we will, hang separately. Back at that time, that's what the British would do. They would hang spies and hang the revolutionary domestic terrorists, they called them back in the day. They would hang them by the neck until dead. So either we all hang together or we die separately. In other words, the war technology that are being developed by AI, and both sides are developing advanced war technologies as fast as they can so they can do war with each other. This is where it's going right now. This is why, it's being modeled. Palantir is modeling, war scenarios with China, within the next 2 years. That's on their website, Palantir. And I've been reporting on Palantir now for some time. Most of you are familiar with it who are reading this. Anyway, my point here all comes to this place where we can hang together, and East-West win-win. This. A win-win situation for East and West. This is what the Heartware Project has been. I've been talking about it all year, talking about it for decades, actually. Gave a presentation on it 50 years ago, 51 years ago, the 10 agencies of FedGov on Capitol Hill. I've been back to it, this subject, a long time for an East-West win-win. I mean, it's local and global win-win. It's personal and planetary win-win. It's, basically, a communications process for culturing unity and diversity, for building real community rather than virtual or pseudo community. Now, that's a big picture concept, but it's not rocket science. Technology exists where we could create a heaven on earth very quickly, and it begins with a come into unity process, like the founding fathers said, on the Great Seal of the United States, "E pluribus unum," out of many, one. Out of many, one. Unity in diversity. At-one-ment. Atonement for sin, stuck in negativity, S-I-N, through coming into unity. At-one-ment. Anyway, this whole concept, there's a shift going on, folks. It's a shift between 4 to 5D. The 3D, there's the 4D real-time social media thing with an instant everywhere interactive global village. This is 4D. And it's shifting into 5D, 4 to 5D shift. So you've got the instant everywhere interactive internet, real time, that communication capability. And there's all kinds of forces, the special interests that have a vested interest in dividing and conquering, controlling through the divisive dialectic of creating and managing disease, war, crisis, terror, whatever. This is what they do. Well, so there's this great awakening going on. It's 4D, and it's moving to 5D, which is unity consciousness. It's a unified field consciousness. It's quantum, the quantum age. It's the Aquarian quantum age that we're coming into. It's happening. So as the veil thins in these rarefied energies of Aquarius, Kind men will rise up above all things nefarious. The meek and humble will inherit the earth. As frequencies of love ensure its rebirth. Cosmic love, folks. This is from the article website newsletter on quantum frequency shift. There's a link on that, on quantum frequency shift, regarding what we can all look forward to sooner or later. You know, so claim the victory, the vision of victory for great enlightenment in the Aquarian quantum age. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So that's kind of a pretty intense intro orientation for what's going on with the full moon eclipse in about, again, about what I say, 17 hours. So the article I published a week ago that is pretty intense, getting ready for what's about to happen, you know, what's about to happen the next 24 hours, what's about to happen the rest of 2025, what's about to happen through 2030, you know, another 5 years from now. We're halfway through the 2020s. We're kind of at the turning point. There's a quickening, the great Aquarian AI quickening. The AI quickening is a real thing, folks. So this was a reality report I did a week ago, and it's got a graphic of like a warning, you know, one of those yellow rectangular or square diamond-shaped signs that say crisis just ahead, you know, crisis ahead. And there's kind of a lightning bolt in the background of that graphic. But the point is, and this is the byline of that picture, regarding how shift happens, reality report. Reality report is shift happens, the great Aquarian AI quickening. And it goes on to say that the deeply entrenched power elite globalists have hit the wall of quantum shift, you know, the great Aquarian awakening. And they've hit the wall because, their monopolies are being threatened. The Great Awakening threatens the huge monopolies of big oil, big banks, big media, big pharma, big war, and Big Brother Orwellian surveillance. So the crisis now, as these biggies are doubling down, you know, with they're doubling down with shock doctrines, false flags, abject propaganda. I mean, they are really pumping out their budgets. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been budgeted for just incessant pushing of vaccines and drugs for whatever ails you. In other words, they're a reality. They haven't gotten any other solution to basically the toxic poisoning of Americans than just doing more of what they've done to convince us that that what they're doing is the right thing when it's killing us. Let's call it population control or population reduction. We're talking about unabashed AI tyranny for population control and reduction. Now, this is just too much again for a lot of people. They're just saying, "Well, that can't be." You know, government is here to help me. You know, healthcare systems is here to care for us. And don't want to believe that there's a real serious stuff going on where AI is being used, is going to be used for control, totally surveillance and control, or it's going to be used to liberate us and create equanimity and checks and balances and fairness and win-win rather than win-lose, where the power elite, the 0.111% of global population, you know, profit immensely, and 99% of humanity is impoverished. So this is where we're at. And I've documented this in great depth in previous articles, but no one wants to believe that government is that corrupt. You know, they're monopolizing, controlling and limiting and surveilling us to, you know, They just don't know who wants to go there. I mean, what if it's true? What can you do? So I never said the shift into Aquarius would be easy, but keep in mind that, with the right attitude, we're winning from the beginning with a vision of virtue and a vow for the valor, a vow of valor for the victory of Aquarian love. I mean, it's like there is a shift going on, and it's not your aptitude as much as your attitude that determines your altitude. Whether you soar with the eagles on thermals of grace, with a great vision perspective of everything, or you scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. You soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. It's like each to their own momentum stuff, whatever. So before I get into this article, that was kind of the introduction about the crisis that's quickening. There was a great quote from Kaipacha from Astrology for the Soul. Those who are learning astrology and are interested in astrology, he's, I think, one of the most brilliant astrologers on the internet that I found and had on my show about 7 years ago. And he gives a just a really good philosophical, you might say, perspective, as well as quantum energy, a paradigm, new paradigm perspective on astrology psychology. So I thought I'd put that plug in for Kaipacha. I really appreciate him. And he says in this little thingy, he says that the world is swinging to the negative pole, getting more dangerous all the time. It's not enough to take care of myself when so many others are falling behind. In other words, now the time is really to care for each other, folks. This is a time with this Pisces is the mother. It's the feminine. It's the divine feminine. It's the deep mystical nature within all of us. And there's a caring, a true nurturing and caring spirit with the true spirit of Pisces. And so with this eclipse, there's like a reboot, reset of those energies that you can basically, be part of. Pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension and higher dimensions of full comprehension. So, pay attention, folks, because attention pays. Anyway, that was a preface note. There's a little bit more. This is a reality report for all initiates of the whole truth regarding the crisis and the opportunity that's awaiting us. This is also an action plan for communicants. So I have a link on both initiates and communicants, and I reference them in an organizational model that I've referenced over the years. So some of you, when you see that, you don't have to go to the links because you know what I'm talking about. Others, to understand the organizational model in the four quadrants, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, the Jungian archetypes, basically, fire, air, water, and earth, whatever. These archetypes are referenced as the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet, which I have links on and I go into a little bit in this presentation today. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get through it all, but I want to hit some of the highlights. Again, one of them is that this is an action plan, this article, for communicants who care enough to share this message, communicate, share, to others who want to initiate global love, but not your ordinary love. This is that circle, triangle, square love model, first principles of cosmic law, etc., to create sufficient critical mass, a unified field of hearts and minds that will quicken enlightened net reality. Enlightened net reality is like internet reality with the currency of conscience. And there's a link on that, an article that really highlights this understanding of the new currency for the next economy, the currency of conscience. That's also the quintessential heart of community and telecommunications for teleconscience and telecommerce and telecare, the TLC connection, you might say, with real community, not virtual or pseudo community, but how to culture social conscience for real community in our global local communication networks. That's the reality of potential, and it's the future. AI is leading us in that direction. I have my Substack that I publish on Aquarius Rising 369, and that Aquarius Rising 369 is actually, I have a quote here from Nikola Tesla where he says, Nikola Tesla said that if you only knew the magnificence, the 3, 6, and the nine, then you would have the key to the universe. So I provide in this newsletter a graphic of him saying that and a geometric model referencing the 3, 6, and 9 with a triangle above and below, which kind of forms a Star of David without referencing any religiosity in this. He's talking about energetic principles, which I get into in the love model, the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, and the integration of all of them, which is the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. I go into that, and if you have the patience that the article itself provides links on that, it goes into source code. The divine destiny of the Aquarian dispensation. It has been coded in the Constitution of Universal Source Code. Now, the source code is geometrically ordered divinity, law of the one, the circle, the law of the circle, the law of the two in one, the cross references the law of the circle. You might say in the nexus of the cross is the circle. So if you got the circle, law of the one, the law of the two in one, cross-referencing the law of the one, the law of the three in one, the Trinity, the synergy in the Trinity, whereby it's like the LOV, synthesis. It's like power, wisdom, and love. It's like executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. It's like body, mind, and spirit. There's this law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, and they're all integrated in the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. I have an whole article on that, provide links to that. I think I'm going to go into it in several ways here for new people who might be just becoming familiar with these pure geometry archetypes that constitute the universal law language of God love, G-O-D as geometrically ordered divinity with the L-O-V-E with the circle, triangle, square components to the capstone, which is that currency of conscience, the vision without which the people perish. All of these principles, these are the first principles for us as United Sovereigns of Earth, in the Aquarian golden age of unified love and great enlightenment, there are these first principles. And as Thomas Paine said in Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution, he said that, quote, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles, geometrically ordered divinity, God love, pure geometry archetypes that frame the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet." Now, I'm providing that with a link, Genesis of the Universal Interface, with the cosmic cube unveiled, with the graphic that represents the gathering of the tribes of Israel. Now we're talking about a metaphysical gathering through God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity. Now this may sound strange to some of you. Others of you appreciate that I finally found a graphic that represents this understanding of the cosmic cube, which is a huge teaching. The cosmic cube, it's a metaphysical archetype that's also referenced as the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the mandalic sand paintings of Tibet reference this geometry, the city four square again, the pyramid of self and civilization is an ancient metaphor for this principle of geometrically ordered divinity. And you've got the four square gospel in the 30s, which is a whole spiritual movement. And you get the etheric white cube of the Ascension Retreat at Luxor. Quite a teaching on that. Provide a link on that. There's a book on that's brilliant, The Ascension Retreat at Luxor. So there's that link provided. Now, this corresponds to, these three dimensions of the cosmic cube correspond to dimensions of your consciousness. From upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. The quantum field holodeck between your ears is like a unified field of light, you might say, the light of consciousness, light as consciousness. I have a link on that, a link on the holodeck, a link on light language, light of consciousness. And again, this is from the higher brain crown chakra to the lower brain reptilian, this is the first dimension of the brightness scale from upper to lower. There's this scale there, like the white light of the infinite eternal hits the prism of human consciousness, and then it refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. So you got from the left brain to the right brain, from linear left brain, you might say letter of the law, logic, to non-linear right brain spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. Men tend to be left brain dominant, and women tend to be right brain dominant, more non-linear, to say the least, and men, they get caught up in their left brain logic, and they can get stuck. Strength in either excess is a weakness. The excess is in left brain or right brain. So this brightness scale refracts, through the prism of consciousness, you might say, into the full spectrum from linear left brain, which is like Spock and Scotty on the other end of the spectrum in Star Trek, that metaphor with Captain would be an angstrom units right in the middle of the color spectrum. So this is the second dimension of of a color spectrum focus, whereas the first dimension was a brightness scale focus. If you're watching a video and you're responding at any one time on that scale, you could say whether it's above you, below you, or just right, as far as brightness goes. And of course, you have in color photography, you have not just the brightness element, you've got the color spectrum. And there, this is the second dimension of color spectrum focus, the spectrum of, full spectrum consciousness. And autism would be if you're autism if you're stuck on any one spectrum or combination of spectrums rather than being full spectrum. We like to think that we're all full spectrum, whereas most of us are in one way or another on different aspects of the autism color spectrum. And then you have the third dimension, which is from forebrain foresight to rear brain hindsight. The third dimension, depth of field and focus. So consider how this cross-referencing of Christic light language and three dimensions of connection involves and evolves the fourth dimension of real-time, fully present volition. Volition as far as individual and collective voting one's conscience. Now, I have a link on this, and this is important because a whole new system of representation and voting one's consciousness is where we're going. And I'm referring to this as the TLC reset process, the ritual of the cloud, the light cloud, the conscious cloud, and how this coalesces and geometrizes, frames light, the conscientious common sense, individually and collectively, what that looks like, how that works. More on that, links on that go into depth on that. And there's th that's saying a lot, folks. This goes, into a higher concept of real intelligence, a God realization language model for greater results with prompting AI in service to higher power and wisdom with universal love principles. So here's to it. Here's to more light and love, easier and faster. Folks, I hope you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, And make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.